Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme. Today's information is about neurodegeneration. Now, this comes from Science Magazine, 13 January 2023, page 142. Gut microbes modulate neurodegeneration. Now, interestingly enough, your gut microbes do enormous amounts of things. It is truly amazing how many different things your gut microbes regulate on your body. Exercise. They found that there are certain gut microbes will help you exercise, help you lose weight, help you gain weight. Turn your food into alcohol so you can get drunk just by eating. They regulate now, it's been shown, they also regulate how well your brain works. Whether you, when you get injured, let's say you get a concussion, whether your brain will swell or not, how fast it heals, partly due to the chemicals released into your system by your gut microbes. Well, if we start breeding up these gut microbes for these individual tasks to make you a better you with the support network of a good gut microbes. So let's say you're a football player and you're worried about concussions. Well, with the best microbes in your intestines, you'll be able to produce massive amounts of the right chemicals so that you don't get brain injuries. But also, the chemicals in your gut microbes help you produce muscle, help you lose weight, so you can be a lean, strong, very protected person. It is truly amazing how many different things the gut microbes can do. So, I encourage you to go out there and get some mice and breed them for various things. And part of what the gut microbes do is they will adjust the percentages based on what you eat. So you can grow the gut microbes, grow your essentially poo in a dish, in a big vat, and try to separate it out that way. Or have, let's say you get mice that run more and you breed them to run more and run more and run more. Well, if you take then normal mice, not runners, but you feed them some of the bacteria from the runner mice, you'll find that the bacteria in the guts of the runner mice is part of the reason that they were running so much. You give that to the non-runner mice and they start running. They exercise more because they feel like exercising more because of the proteins provided by the gut bacteria. And then once you've shown that that works, then you take some of that into you and suddenly you're exercising more, being more fit. Maybe we can get the gut microbes to decrease your LDL cholesterol, increase your HDL, produce insulin. I mean, there's an enormous amount of different things we can get the gut microbes to do. It just takes, well, a lot of mice or a lot of vats of growing the bacteria. We got to learn how to grow the various strains. You got species and strains of bacteria, and we can breed them to do those things that we want them to do. And unfortunately, that will take some time, energy, and money. Now, if you've got minions and you've got money for minions, by all means, run down that road and make a better us. And of course, once it's working, let me know so I can sample your wares. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.